You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 30, Measuring Up. On Monday morning, Heather said she would watch Caleb, Matthew, and Amara so Chris and Stephanie could go shopping for wedding supplies.
This is our first real date,
Chris announced as they climbed into his SUV. That's weird, Stephanie said, considering we're getting married in a few days. They went to a big outdoor shopping plaza that had every store they needed. Chris parked in the underground parking garage and they took the elevator up to the ground level. As they walked past a fancy dress shop, Chris asked,
Are you planning to get a dress?
Stephanie looked at him. Well, I was trying to decide. I really don't mind wearing something I already have, but I ran into a problem. She hesitated.
What?
Stephanie sighed. Every dress I own reminds me of Jason.
That is a problem,
Chris agreed. What are you going to wear? Stephanie asked.
I will wear whatever you want me to wear.
You should wear your black suit coat, the one you hung in my closet. Does it fit you?
Yeah,
he sighed.
I think I grew out of it and then back into it again, but...
It reminds you of Katie? Stephanie asked. Chris nodded. Stephanie chuckled. Okay, just wear your gray slacks with your white button-up shirt. We can get you a new tie if you want. One that does not remind you of Katie.
Sounds like a plan,
Chris agreed.
And we'll get you a new dress.
Okay, but I don't want a fancy one that costs several hundred dollars that I'll only wear once. They skipped the fancy dress shop and went into a regular dress shop. I don't think you're supposed to go shopping with me for the wedding dress. Isn't it bad luck or something? Chris shrugged.
Do you want me to go somewhere else?
He asked. Stephanie shook her head. Well, if you want to, you can, she added.
I'm good.
Chris walked into the store full of women's clothing confidently.
I have lots of practice at this. Watch how well I can behave. I will not even complain one bit.
He smirked at Stephanie. Stephanie laughed. Jason would never go dress shopping with me. He was way too manly for that. Chris burst out laughing.
I knew this was coming. I guess I'm not that manly.
That's not what I meant, Stephanie corrected.
It's okay, you can say it. I'm just not as manly as Jason, I get it.
No, Chris, really. I really didn't mean it that way. Chris ignored her statement and started looking through dresses.
Do you want it to be white?
He asked. Not necessarily, she replied. He pulled a dress off the rack and showed it to Stephanie.
How about this one?
Stephanie laughed. So he put the dress back. Then she realized he was being genuine and felt bad. She took the dress back off the rack. Okay, I'll try it on, but this one's not my size. She put it back and grabbed a larger one. They walked around a little, and Stephanie picked out a few more dresses. Chris didn't offer any more suggestions. Stephanie asked for a dressing room, and Chris sat down on a chair near the stalls to wait for her to try them on. Stephanie tried on the first dress. It did not flatter her figure at all, so she took it off and tried on another. That one was way too tight around her belly, so she quickly took it off, too. Stephanie's phone buzzed. Chris had texted her.
Are you not going to show me any of them?
Stephanie didn't realize this was supposed to be a fashion show. She put on the next dress. It wasn't a total disaster, but she still thought it didn't flatter her. She opened the door and stood in the doorway. Chris looked up from his phone and smiled.
You look nice,
he said. Stephanie noticed Chris looking at her waist. She suddenly felt very uncomfortable. If Katie had had 6 kids, she would have had this much pooch, too, she snapped. Chris scowled.
Stephanie.
Stephanie pouted at him. Chris said,
Katie wanted 6 kids. She's jealous of you.
That didn't make Stephanie feel better. She didn't mean to say it, but her insecurities took control. I'm not jealous of Katie. She's dead. You're mine now.
Stephanie!
Chris scolded. Stephanie continued to spiral. But I am sorry I don't have a supermodel body. Chris's eyes flashed angry.
Stephanie, stop it!
He growled. Stephanie closed the door to the stall and changed back into her clothes. She pulled on her shoes. Then she sat down on the bench and put her hands over her face for a moment. She could see Chris's feet under the stall. He stood up and walked away from the dressing rooms. Stephanie got up and opened the door. She hung all the dresses on the rack to be put back, and then she walked out of the dressing rooms. Chris was waiting in the store. He looked really upset. Stephanie walked past him and out of the store. She felt awful. She had been terrible to Chris. She knew she had really gotten under his skin this time, in only a matter of seconds. Chris hung behind, but followed her as she walked back toward the car. There was an alcove between two stores that led to an elevator to go down to the underground parking garage. She got to the alcove long before Chris and pushed the call button for the elevator. While she was waiting for it to come up, she saw the stairs, so she pushed open the heavy metal door and dodged into the stairwell instead. The stairwell was made of cinder block walls painted white. It had cement steps and yellow metal guardrails. Fluorescent lights buzzed above her head. She sat down on the landing and leaned against the wall. Stephanie was embarrassed about the things she had said. She had not meant to say them. She didn't even realize she had been so insecure about her body until she was already throwing daggers at Chris. He had done nothing wrong, and she had been horrible to him. She put her head down against her knees and began to sob. She wasn't sure how long she had been sitting there, maybe 5 minutes. Chris must have taken the elevator and gone to the car. She was too embarrassed to go find him, but she knew she couldn't stay in the stairwell forever. She heard the click of a door below, and someone started to walk up the stairs. Stephanie wiped her eyes and stood up. She leaned over the landing railing slightly to see who was coming. She could tell right away that it was Chris. He didn't see her look down at him. She quickly backed up against the wall and prepared herself for when he rounded the last turn of stairs. When he got within eyeshot, he stopped walking and looked at her. He sighed. She couldn't tell if he was still mad. His face was stoic. "I'm really sorry," Stephanie said quietly. "That was terrible of me. I don't know what came over me." She stayed backed up against the wall. Chris looked at the floor for a moment, pursing his lips. He did still look mad. Then he looked up at her with gentle eyes. He took a deep breath and walked up the last few steps to the top.
"Stephanie, there are two things you need to understand. First, you're one of the most amazing people I have ever known. I love you."
Stephanie waited for him to say something like, "Even though you have tummy pooch and an imperfect mom body," she looked at the floor.
"The second thing is,"
Chris continued,
"you are so hot."
Stephanie looked back up at him in disbelief. "Even my pooch?" she asked pathetically.
"Especially your pooch."
He walked towards her and put his hand on her waist.
"I like the way you look. I do not want a supermodel. I only want you,"
Chris professed. With Chris's hands on her waist, Stephanie started feeling uncomfortable again about her tummy fat. Chris could tell, and he put his hands down. He rubbed his forehead.
"Were you this uncomfortable with Jason, too? Or is it just me?"
"Jason didn't care. I mean, I was a lot thinner when we first got married, but so was he. And I guess I never felt like I had to measure up to someone else." Then Stephanie's voice jumped up in volume as her anxiety peaked again. "Someone who is much prettier and thinner than me." Chris moaned. He looked at the floor for a moment, then he looked at Stephanie in the eyes. He put his arm around her waist again and leaned in so he could whisper into her ear.
"I really like your pooch. I think it's sexy."
"No, you don't," Stephanie said and tried to wiggle free. Chris kept his arm around her.
"Yes, I do,"
he insisted, and he started to kiss her neck.
"I think you're perfect."
Stephanie wasn't sure if she could believe him or if it was all a show. He went on.
"When I saw you sitting on the park bench, I thought you were one of the most beautiful women I had ever seen, and you have only grown more beautiful as I have gotten to know you more."
Stephanie thought it still might just be a script, but she was starting to give. "Did anyone ever tell you you are very persuasive?" she asked.
"I learned from the best,"
he said, kissing her neck again. Stephanie pushed him back so she could look at him. "I never tried to persuade you in that way," Stephanie said defensively. Chris laughed.
"Okay, true. Good thing, because I would be completely powerless against you."
Stephanie scowled at him.
"You still don't believe me?"
"I believe that you can be persuaded in that way," she said accusingly.
"Do you believe me when I tell you you're beautiful?"
he asked quieter. "No," Stephanie said plainly.
"I guess I'll have to keep trying to persuade you then,"
he said, leaning in to kiss her neck again. Suddenly, a loud voice came from above.
"No loitering in the stairwell!"
Stephanie and Chris both jumped and looked up. There was a camera and a speaker in the corner. They both laughed and Chris gave a wave to the camera. Then he took Stephanie's hand and walked her out of the stairwell back to where the shops were.
If you'd rather go dress shopping without me, I can watch the kids for you tomorrow.
Chris suggested. Okay, Stephanie said pathetically.
Are you going to buy me a ring?
Chris asked. Oh yeah, we'd better, because I bet the one you have reminds you of Katie, Stephanie teased. Chris laughed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Although maybe you want to be reminded of Katie, Stephanie wondered out loud.
I don't need to wear her ring to be reminded of her. And you were right. My commitment is to you now,
he said, looking a little sad. Stephanie hung her head. I am so sorry for what I said. That was terrible of me. She looked back up at Chris with pouty eyes. Will you please forgive me?
Yeah.
Chris said quietly as he put his arm around her waist. The next day, Stephanie went back to the dress shop by herself. She tried on practically every dress in the store. In the end, she decided on the very first dress Chris had pulled off the rack. It was a lacy, knee-length, cream-colored dress with a flared skirt.